Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, March 19th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Russian strikes killed two people and injured 10 in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk on Saturday afternoon, regional officials said, accusing Moscow of using cluster bombs in the attack. Pavlo Kirilenko, the governor of the Donetsk region, said that Russian forces had targeted Bernatsky Park in the south of the city and a funeral service, killing at least two civilians and wounding a further 10. In nearby Konstantinivka, at least six civilians were wounded after Russian forces shelled the city with cluster munitions from the Uragan multiple rocket launcher systems, reported Kirilenko. Over 100 countries prohibit the use of cluster bombs, which release small explosive bombs and indiscriminately harm civilians. According to international observers, Russia's use of cluster munitions has been extensive, an accusation that Moscow denies. Sunday marks day 389 of Russia's war on Ukraine. Two experienced aid volunteers have been hospitalized with injuries after a Russian shell hit a humanitarian vehicle delivering aid in the Donetsk region of Ukraine. The humanitarian van was shelled by Russian forces in eastern Ukraine in the late afternoon on Thursday, according to reports by the Polish state news agency PAP. The explosion injured six people, including a Pole and a Ukrainian national living in Poland. Both men are from Poznan and work for Nehemia, a Polish humanitarian aid group. A Nehemia representative told PAP on Sunday that one of the men is in stable but serious condition, the other is in less serious condition. The new coach of the Polish national football team, Fernando Santos, has appointed players to the national team for the upcoming Euro 2024 qualifiers against the Czech Republic and Albania. The lineup of 25 players announced by Santos on Friday includes Barcelona star striker Robert Lewandowski and other regulars such as Napoli midfielder Piotr Zielinski and Aston Villa right back Matty Cash. The new Polish national team will play their first Euro 2024 qualifier against the Czech Republic in Prague on March 24th, followed by a match against Albania in Warsaw on March 27th. Thousands of Kashubians will gather in Gniewino in Pomerania on Sunday to celebrate Kashubian Unity Day as they attempt to beat the Polish record for the most people simultaneously playing the accordion. According to Jan Wierowiński, president of the Kashubian Pomeranian Association, the annual holiday gives participants the opportunity to manifest our pride in being Kashubian and emphasize our attachment to language, culture, tradition, and history, everything that makes us unique. The holiday has been celebrated since 2004. And commemorates the first mention of Kashubians in the annals of history. In a bull dated March 19, 1238, Pope Gregory IX titled Szczecinsduk Bogusław I, the Prince of Kashubia.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy with a good chance of rain showers in the morning, accompanied by a gentle southern breeze. Temperatures will be warmer than yesterday, reaching a high of 15 degrees centigrade or 59 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, with lows of 4 degrees centigrade or 40 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Colder, wet weather is expected for tomorrow, with a good chance for rain showers throughout the morning. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.